It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
It is great time to be talking sports in Indianapolis, Indiana, isn't it? When you think about what your Indiana Pacers are doing and other things going on, it's an exciting time. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. Now, they have jobs, great pay, great benefits, and they are hiring right now. So if you know someone who could get up on a roof and do some work for AAA Roofing, contact them at AAARoofingCompany.com. Congratulations to Dwight Freeney. Did you see the news earlier in the week? They brought him back, Dwight Freeney, the great Indianapolis Colt defensive end. He came back for one day, signed a contract, a one-day contract. I wonder how much you get paid for a one-day contract. Probably nothing. But a one-day contract to retire as an Indianapolis Colt. And there's a guy that's definitely on his way to the Ring of Honor in Indianapolis for sure, but probably the Hall of Fame in Canton, Dwight Freeney. So congratulations. Number 93 comes back and signs a one-day contract and retire as a Colt. NBA playoffs, they're a lot of fun. I got to go to Game 4. I was in the field house when they took on those evil Cleveland Cavaliers on Game 4 last Friday night. The Pacers, Cavs, man, is it physical. When you think about the way these teams are playing, the refs could actually call a foul, I think, on every single play because they are just riding each other, banging and bumping. They do call some fouls. There at the end of the game, if you remembered, if you were watching it, there was a situation where Lance Stephenson got together with one of the Cavs and they called, one of the refs called jump ball, the other one called a foul. And when you looked at it on replay, it probably was a foul. But that was a big, big moment, and the Pacers lost 104-100. That series is tied 2-2. Game 5 is Wednesday, and Game 6 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse is scheduled for Friday. Baseball season, if you're an Indianapolis Indians fan, they're home this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they're off on a little road trip, but they're back home. Great time to go catch the Indians down at Victory Field. They're home May 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And it won't be long before school is out, and the summer workouts will start for high school football at Cathedral. I know, high school football, it's almost May, Will. Why are we talking about that? But you never, never stop talking football at Cathedral High School. Of course, they've got a new coach now. And I recently caught up with Vince Egan. Now, fans of the Irish know that name, Vince Egan. They also know his voice. And he started a brand new venture. Recently, I got a chance to catch up with Vinny. Vince Egan, that's who we're with, and we're talking, first of all, Cathedral football. You've been on that broadcast for 15 years. Do you guys ever stop thinking football at Cathedral High School?
No, we're thinking about Noblesville as we speak, down at Lucas Oil Stadium to kick off the year. It's going to be a great season with our new head football coach, Bill Peoples, and I think everybody in the whole school is really looking forward to that.
I know we were shocked, a lot of us were, when Rick Strife decided to retire, to step away from coaching. Were you shocked? Did you kind of see that coming at all?
I could see the writing on the wall. I think he was getting to a point where his kids getting out of school. He's got his first grandkids now, and he wants to spend more time at home. And you know, being a coach, how much time that takes away from your family. And so you could just tell the last couple years, the writing was kind of on the wall in a good way, that he wanted to spend more time with his family. And when you look at Bill Peebles, Cathedral could not have gotten a more quality of a hire there.
Yeah, I mean, I know we had Bill on our show, not really, I think, the week that he took the job. And it was just one of those right time, right place. If you're going to lose Rick Strife, then who could step in? Well, Bill Peebles. I mean, it's the perfect guy to take over the reins, isn't he?
Bill was my freshman coach way back when, and you could see how much he's matured over the past several years, and he goes to Southport and turns that program around. And that was a one-win-a-year program, and he made it into a sectional contender every year. And then, you know, two good seasons at Lawrence Central. He has really matured not only as a coach but as a human being as well, and just how he delegates everything. They have a great staff. Nick Lyons, the offensive coordinator, Adam Barth, the defensive coordinator, both stayed on and are both going to help the program grow.
We talk a lot about Cathedral, and about the football lineage, the tradition. You played there. And what is it about that school that the people who leave don't ever really leave? I mean, once a Cathedral Irish, you always are, aren't you?
It is a family, and it starts from the day you get there. And I don't know what it is about it. I think, what we refer to, we've never had a home game, and I think that makes it somewhat special as well. We'll play on the road every week, no matter where we go, and everybody has a story, no matter where you're from, and of all the Catholic parishes around the city, because when you look at the makeup of the squad every year, they come from the south side, the north side, the west side, and my favorite, the east side. And the makeup of the team is so diverse. The makeup of the school is so diverse as well. I think that's what makes it truly great.
You, of course, played there quite a while ago now. I almost said 20 years, but it's been 15 years. We're talking with Vince Egan. He's on the radio broadcast team for the Cathedral Fighting Irish football team. And you say your opener is against Noblesville, which kind of brings up a little conflict of interest for you because you started a new venture in Noblesville just off the square.
Yeah.
It's called Nameless Barbecue. What's this all about?
Nameless Barbecue. Well, it is a sister company to Nameless Catering, which we started about 5 years ago, and we cater weddings and corporate events around the state. Now we have 6 different kitchens that we're out of. And one of the things that Jeremy Brown, who runs day-to-day operations for us, and he's the lead owner, he's kept saying, well, what makes us so special? Why do people come back and cater with us so often? It was the barbecue. So we decided a couple months ago, let's spin off and turn our corporate offices into a restaurant, what it used to be, right on the square in Noblesville. And so that's the genesis of where this all came from.
And it's good. I admit I'm already a regular, I guess is the word. I'm already a regular here at Nameless. Is it Nameless Catering Barbecue
Nameless Barbecue?
I had it right.
Yeah.
Nameless Barbecue. And some of the, I mean, it's obvious, it's good. I mean, pulled pork. You tell me, people who want to know the menu and how they can get involved, how they can come eat here.
So we were right on the square in Noblesville, and pulled pork, pulled chicken, brisket. I think my favorite side would have to be the mac and cheese, but with the buffalo seasoning that kind of kicks it up a notch. And we have the mild barbecue, but we also have the spicy barbecue that goes for all palates, I think, Will. And it's turned into a great, fun venture so far. And Noblesville is a perfect place to have a barbecue joint.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what I was going to say. As a guy, I'm a city councilman in Noblesville, and this to me is just a great new addition to what we have going on our square. It's historic is what we are here. And this to me is a perfect fit, and I'm sure you guys thought about that.
I mean, just look around at this building. I mean, it's about a 100-year-old building, and the stories that all these around the square, it's such a neat area, and especially for families. And I think this summer we'll really see what's going on the square during the summertime. It's just a great family place.
Nameless Barbecue, just off the square on 9th Street.
9th
Street,
yes.
In Noblesville. And Vince Egan, of course, part of the voice of the Cathedral Fighting Irish, is on the radio team, but now a co-owner in this new venture, and a good Catholic boy at that. Tell me real quickly, the week that Noblesville plays Cathedral in football, it's opening day, it's opening weekend, right there in the end of August, those two teams will get together. So who gets the pennant in the window at Nameless Barbecue? Will it be Noblesville or will it be Cathedral?
Luckily, my office isn't here. It's down the street a little bit, and it's just full of Pacer stuff right now. So I will go into St. Luke, my parish, there up on Spring Mill, and say a prayer before the game, praying for both squads, but you know where the heart lies. It's in the Catholic community.
Yeah. You've got a great voice for radio and a great voice for barbecues. Anybody ever told you that?
No, not for barbecue.
You have a voice for barbecue. You really do, Vince.
Thank you, Will. And it's great being here in the Noblesville community. We look forward to growing here.
And no disrespect whatsoever when I say barbecue voice. He does have a good voice for barbecue. It makes you want to go there and eat. It's a delicious place, and I hope you get out and support them. Vince Egan, thank you for joining us here on Catholic Radio Indy. Now, don't forget, when you're speaking of Catholic Radio Indy right now, the annual golf outing is just around the corner, Tuesday, May 22nd at Plum Creek Golf Club. Lots of spots still available. You could sponsor, you could get a foursome, and you get a chance to listen to Chris Ballard, who's the general manager of your Indianapolis Colts. He is going to be the guest speaker at the dinner after the golf. Now, it starts with registration on the 22nd of May at 10 a.m. Mass is at 11 a.m., and then the tee time gets going at 12:30 right after lunch. And then right after the golf, sometime around 5:30 or so, Chris Ballard will address the golfers and talk a little bit about the Indianapolis Colts and their draft. Yeah, the NFL draft is this coming weekend. It happens this week. And then Chris will be with us at the golf outing on May 22nd at Plum Creek to kind of wrap it up for us and talk Colts football at the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. So go to the website. That's catholicradioindy.org. That's a great way to get some information about the golf outing and to register. Or you can call us here at Catholic Radio Indy, 317-870-8400. That's 317-870-8400. And tee it up with us on May 22nd at Plum Creek for the Catholic Radio Indy golf outing. We're going to take a break. We're back with more right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing. AAAroofingcompany.com is their website. It's my pleasure to have a return visitor on our show. He's Charlie Adams. He's based up in the northern part of Indiana. And Charlie, a motivational speaker, you do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you're coming to this area not next month, but in early June. Welcome to the show. Good to have you back on.
Oh, it's always great to be on the show and what it stands for. Will?
Well, I tell you one thing. What you were telling me that the fine folks at St. John Vianney heard something about this show potentially, and heard you talking when you were on here before. And tell me what's going on and what you're doing at their place. And I think you're helping to raise some money for Chaucy's Place, which is a great organization. I used to be on their board.
Oh yes, we're going to do a event. I'm going to tell the story of America's greatest sports moment, the Miracle on Ice, and I'm going to do that in June. And it's going to be open to their people and others. So looking forward to doing that June 6th. And I'll tell the story of the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid when the USA hockey team toppled the Soviets and won gold. And they all heard when you and I did a discussion about that story here. And so they reached out to me. And I've been reading up about all the things they do for young people there in many ways to help them. So looking forward to doing that story in June there.
Yeah, I mean, Chaucy's Place does such great work. And I, like I said, I was on their board for a few years. And what they do is to, you know, help kids who have been abused. And they're trying to prevent more than anything is if a kid is in a situation, try to get them out of the situations before things happen where they get sexually, mentally abused. And so that's a great cause, and I'm glad you're stepping up to help Chaucy's Place. But tell me a little bit of, we talked about this before, you have made a nice career out of really telling the story of the Miracle on Ice. And why do you think people are still so engaged with that? And what is it about that story that intrigues you so much?
Well, I think it happened in 1980. That was when I was a 12th grader, and I was on the high school basketball court February 22nd, 1980, when USA 4, USSR 3 happened. And I remember how it impacted our town of Oxford, Mississippi, and we knew nothing about hockey. But that was that sporting event that transcended, because it was democracy versus communism, President Carter monitoring from the White House, Brezhnev from the Kremlin, and there'll never be anything like it. And I think just a few years ago, Sports Illustrated did extensive research on the 100 greatest sports moments, and the top three were Jesse Owens, 4 golds at the Berlin Olympics in 36 in front of Hitler, Jackie Robinson in the color barrier, and number one, the Miracle on Ice. And having been a broadcast journalist for many years, I think then I took it on myself. I really want to study this and then put it in a form where it can inspire people, because it's been 38 years ago. And while many people remember it, not many know the whole journey. So that's the niche, is to do it for events where I can come in and inspire people, because the story is amazing of the journey of David versus Goliath. And with it being the number one sports moment in our nation's history, and it'll never be toppled, because there will never be anything like it again. Mm-hmm. I think that's been my drive, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been a real passion of mine to research it. And then when I see audiences get moved, it makes it gratifying.
Yeah. You mean if the Pacers beat the Cavs in this first-round series, that won't topple it? That won't be the number one sports story, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I even gave Cubs fans a hard time, because for Cubs fans, 2016 World Series was a huge deal.
Yeah.
But I joked, I said, it didn't even unite the city of Chicago, because White Sox fans can't stand them.
Yeah.
And I joked that the Miracle on Ice truly did bring our nation together in a way. But, yeah, I do hope the Pacers come back and find a way to beat Cleveland for sure.
Now, we're talking with Charlie Adams. And what's your website, how people can get a hold of you if they maybe want to have you come visit their event?
Right. They can go to StokeTheFireWithin.com. That's StokeTheFireWithin.com. And I do a combination of peak performance seminars and keynotes and attitude and teamwork. And then the Miracle on Ice is a separate talk within that. But it's neat. I've been doing motivational speaking in Indiana for almost 30 years.
Wow.
And have been all over, and especially the Indianapolis area. Just love traveling the state. In fact, I really don't like to travel. I mean, I'll do Michigan and Illinois, but I love speaking to events in Indiana.
Yeah,
and everything.
Your speech about the Miracle on Ice and the, like you said, the journey. How do you apply that to, just a company? Maybe it's an organization that has 100 employees, or maybe they have 300 employees, or whatever they might have, and you try to connect the journey of the Miracle of Ice to what they try to do in their everyday life. And it's a lot about leadership. It's a lot about values. And how do you make that connection, and how's that been working for you?
Well, Will, it actually works out very well, because it's a very cerebral story. And it's somewhat like corporate America. The coach, Herb Brooks, had been in sales for 10 years before he ever got into coaching in his 30s. And he later did sales for Jostens of Class Rings. Yeah. And the players were all so bright and college educated. And they were the consummate, it was the best example of team meshing I've ever seen in sports, of how they came together to love each other. And so all those things are worked together, and they translate. And I think the one story in particular that I love about is a young man named Steve Janicek that was the backup goalie, and he was first team All-American at the University of Minnesota, but Brooks decided to go with Jim Craig the whole time and told Janicek, now here's communication. He said, you probably won't play in Lake Placid. And that didn't sit well with Janicek, but he never complained. And he worked extra hard up there. He pushed Jim Craig the whole time. Now, again, Janicek's first team All-American, MVP of the Frozen Four the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And in the intermissions, every one of them, he went to teammates and offered to sharpen their skates, like Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. It was such a humbling thing. He never played a second in Lake Placid in seven games, but Mikey Ruzioni, the captain, said no one meant more than him. And so there's so many stories like that of the beauty of their team. And they did something that, when you see what they did, it makes your organization, your team, go, well, we can too. Because for them to beat that Russian team, that Soviet team, would be like the Marion University football team there beating Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see what they did, then you go, wow, we can do whatever it is our hurdles are, we can overcome them.
Yeah, and I think, a lot of people say that, in old cliches, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And there's a little bit to that, isn't there, as far as this story, is that, the lowest guy on the pedestal, the lowest guy who gets the stuff done at the office that maybe nobody ever notices, that's a vital cog in the overall machine, isn't it?
Yes, there's great examples of leadership. I believe Brooks, the coach, was a genius. It's interesting, after 1980, he was 42, and he became the most in-demand motivational speaker. And then both the Republican and Democrat parties went after him for the state and national level, and he never did. But the guy was so bright. He had 2 degrees from the University of Minnesota, 1 in psychology. So he knew how to get the most out of people. And he said something that John Wooden also agreed with, was you don't put greatness in people, you pull it out. And that's what he did. And so I found the study of Herb Brooks to be a fascinating thing that I'd like to do, because his leadership was remarkable. And, you know, it's interesting, that team won gold in 1980. We have not won gold since,
wow,
since Herb Brooks.
Yeah. Talking with Charlie Adams, StokeTheFireWithin is his website, mm-hmm. StokeTheFireWithin.com. Is it a .com?
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
so StokeTheFireWithin.com. Tell me, you know, a little bit about the faith element on this team. We were talking about that last time. There was the Catholic faith was central to a couple of the athletes on this team.
Yes, Jim Craig, the goalie, came from an Irish Catholic background in northeastern Massachusetts. He was one of 8 children. His dad was the food manager at a junior college near Boston, and his mom pretty much took care of everything. You had a lot of Catholic players on that team, because you had 4 from the Boston area, and then the rest were from the Midwest, primarily Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And there's these wonderful faith stories. When they beat the Soviets 4-3 in 1980, they chose to sing God Bless America over and over in the locker room afterwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just were so humbled by what had happened. It was David slaying Goliath that they did that. And ironically, Mark Wells, one of the players, is coming up to Stark County in northern Indiana to speak at the National Day of Prayer on the first Thursday of May. He's coming up to speak and then speak to some high schools and at Culver Military Academy. And he has said God was there because there was so much at stake. America was a mess in 1979, 1980.
Yeah.
And the Soviets were doing horrific things in Afghanistan. And there were hostages in Iran. And our nation was at a low point in self-esteem. And that these boys, primarily from Midwestern blue-collar homes, did what they did, restored our national pride. And so the faith is all through it, and that's been a driving force in me researching it.
Yeah. Do you get here much? You said in the Indianapolis area, you're coming in June. Are you there? Are you here before then, or is there? Sometimes do you piggyback at all? Okay.
No, I get down there off and on throughout and everything, and then all over the state. But yeah, that's the neat thing, is I love driving Indiana roads and going to events, churches, companies, schools. I love doing salt of the earth type talks, and that's what I love about that talk. Lake Placid was the last salt of the earth Olympics that we had, because after that they became big and all corporate-y and everything. And you know, the idea of Lake Placid, New York, hosting a winter Olympics would be, you know,
yeah,
somewhat like some community outside Indianapolis doing it, minus the mountains. But so I think people relate to that too, because that community had that drive to bring it there.
Yeah.
And so there's all these things that people can go, man, let's go back to our group and take that fire and see what we can do.
Yeah. Talk with Charlie Adams, StokeTheFireWithin.com. Hey, real quickly, I know you covered Notre Dame football for a lot of years when you were a sportscaster up in Notre Dame, or up in South Bend. How
yep.
much do you know? And I'm kind of throwing this at you, and I don't know how much you still follow the Irish or yep. college football, but of course the Colts and the NFL have their draft this coming weekend. How much do you know about this Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame? He's a real big guy. I know that. He's at 6'5", 325 pounds. And there's some talk that the Colts might pick him, depending on what happens in front of them in this draft. Do you know much about Quentin Nelson?
Yes. Well, just that he's remarkable, and their line has been such a foundation of their team in recent years. And I've heard that, you know, some other teams are really going after him as well. They get really good coaching. They have they used to have a great line coach up there, Joe Moore, in the late 80s, early 90s, when they won their last national championship. And then it was average, and now it's been good. So I hope the Colts can to get some stability on that line. That's critical for them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about the Chubb kid from NC mm-hmm. State, that a lot of fans would like him to go to the Colts. But I don't know if he's still going to be there when the Colts pick. What do they pick now? It's 6th, I think. Is it? Yeah, no, 6. Yeah, they're picking 6th.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of talk he may be gone, but that Quentin Nelson might be sitting right there. And I agree with you. If they can go get a big offensive lineman
yeah.
from Notre Dame, you know he's a smart kid, and he'll probably lock down, you know, that position for the Colts for 16 years or something, wouldn't he?
Well, you look at how when the Dallas Cowboys picked the lineman from Notre Dame about 4 years ago, and I don't know, I'm drawing a blank on his name, that was huge to them. Because, yeah, these Notre Dame guys, you're right. I think they've gotten a little, I mean, they're very tame in how they do interviews, but they're very grounded. And these Notre Dame kids, as you know, they're true student athletes at Notre Dame. They go to class, they work hard. And while they haven't been a factor in the national championship in years, which is, you know, upset some folks, the bottom line is they're true student athletes of character, and they work hard, and they'll represent the Colts well and the community, you know, if they get him.
Yeah, was it Zach Martin? I'm trying to remember. Yeah, Zach Martin.
Yeah,
and he's from
yeah.
Indianapolis. I think he went to...
Wow, yeah.
I think he's... Is he a Chittard kid? I can't remember. Cathedral? I don't want to say the wrong one, because if I say the wrong one, the other guys will be mad at me. But, hey, we're out of time, Charlie. You're fantastic, and I'm looking forward to seeing you come in here in June. And, again, StokeTheFireWithin.com is a way people can get a hold of you and bring you to their event. And I appreciate what you do, and God bless you, Charlie.
Well, thank you, Will, and I'm hoping you qualify for the U.S. Open in June, and if you do, look forward to watching you on TV and maybe making a run at the title.
You need to come play in the Elmwood this year.
I know.
And we're going to do it in August. So you need to get you
there. You go.
Tee it up with us.
All right.
That's Charlie Adams. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
And again, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. AAAroofingCompany.com is your place to go, and they're looking for people to work for them. They have jobs right now. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget, coming up May 22nd, it's the annual Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing. It's at Plum Creek, and you can register now. Go online at CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400 and sign up today. We'll talk to you next week on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.